First up, for people with type 1 diabetes whose pancreas doesn't make enough of the glucose-regulating hormone insulin, life is dominated by testing their blood sugar levels and injecting insulin.
But what if this injected insulin could be made smarter, circulating in the body until the exact time it's needed, only springing into action after a meal? It sounds too good to be true, but now MIT scientist Matthew Weber has made that happen, at least in mice.
The idea was to try to make insulin a little bit more autonomous. If the insulin molecule itself could remain in the body, but not be functional unless it was needed. So if blood glucose levels go up as a result of a meal, then the insulin could turn on and become active versus the patient having to kind of know when their blood glucose level is high and inject themselves.
Describe to me a bit more about this particular insulin. What does it look like and how does it work?
So the vision for the insulin, or at least how we anticipate it to work, is that the small molecule that we've attached to the insulin protein itself would enable the insulin to become sequestered within the body and be inactive.
So it would hide away when it's not needed.
Right. So yeah, it would remain sequestered and hide until it was needed.
And then what happens when someone, say, has a dinner and their blood glucose starts to go up?
So that was the general idea we tried to simulate in the mouse was a meal. So we inject glucose to simulate a meal, and then the insulin, in theory, will turn on and will become active and ready, and then will result in a reduction of blood glucose levels, the way insulin is supposed to normally work in a healthy, you know, functioning pancreas.
So explain a little bit more about how does the glucose actually make this clever insulin come out of hiding? How does that work?
So the mechanism is not entirely clear to us.
Even though you built it?
Even though we built it, yes. So we had an envisioned mechanism in mind, which was that it would bind to a protein that is in very high concentration in the blood, which would make it inactive. And then in the presence of glucose, it would reduce the binding to this protein, and then it would become more active. We weren't able to verify that mechanism in situ in a test tube, but that doesn't necessarily mean the mechanism isn't working that way when it's in the body. When you get into the complex kind of physiologic environment of the body, a lot can change.
But I guess the key thing, and for anyone who's listening who is affected by type 1 diabetes, is going to be, does it work and how soon is it going to be here?
Right. So does it work? It works in mice. Some of our studies demonstrate that it works as well as a healthy pancreas, which is really the ultimate gold standard for glucose control. That's the way a healthy person would control their glucose. So it works in mice. As far as moving forward, we're currently in negotiations with some pharmaceutical companies and some other people that might have interests in helping us to advance this clinically. And hopefully that's a process that can begin in the, you know, coming months and years before we'll actually know for sure if it's working well in the human setting.
Assuming that all goes well and that the further tests and eventually taking it into humans does go well, how do you envisage it working? Would someone, say, take it once a week?
So the idea, I think, would be that a person would maybe take this once a day. I think that it would kind of serve to provide a basal level of insulin in the body that could become activated to help with some of the glycemic control issues that diabetics often experience.
Matthew Weber there from MIT describing the work he's published this week in PNAS. Amazing. Intelligent molecules.
Smart drugs all round.